It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
And thanks to our sponsors, E-Town Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, Cupper's Choice, and Fonte Coffee, The Plumbing Doctor, and Colton Steakhouse and Grill. And we have our next guest, Matt Gibson, President and CEO of the Kentucky Derby Festival. Good morning.
Good morning to you all.
You know, I've never, ever, ever seen you in all the years I've known you. You weren't in a pink jacket.
I know.
Do you wear them even year-round when you're not doing this?
I do have a very thick pink wardrobe. I was at a ball this weekend, and my tux was pink.
Oh, wow.
Not the whole thing, so I didn't look like the movie Dumb and Dumber.
I was just going to ask, did you have the cane and the
right.
top hat?
But I do have a pink dinner jacket or some different version because it has to represent. It really is iconic to our brand. And so I have the pink socks and I mean, a lot of pink influence.
That's all right.
But it
works.
Makes you stand out in a crowd. It does. And that's exactly what you want.
It does.
And people are like, I want to talk to that guy. Who is he?
Or, why is that guy wearing that?
Yeah.
And it makes you ask questions.
Because we always say, too, that one, when you're walking down the street, looks weird. When you see the 90-plus of them that represent the board or the staff.
It's a gang.
It is. It is a gang. It is a very powerful influence when they're all together.
Yeah.
Now, you have been with the organization for a while, and you've been head of it. I thought it was funny, and it's in your bio, that you were there, and then they wanted to find a director and a president, and so they did a nationwide search.
They
and went, let's give it to Matt.
They did. It was an exhaustive process, and it really was. When I was a young man I had this opportunity, I thought I would do it for about 4 or 5 years, and it would be great to introduce myself to a lot of big players in this community. And then I fell in love. I love what we do. I mean, and it's easy to see why. You all feel the energy, not only in this room, but in this town right now, as we go into the celebration of 150. We've already been doing events for a couple weeks. The weather was incredible since you all have been here, and you can feel it. We had a large Tour de Loup sponsored by PNC, and it was record-breaking numbers. Our mini marathon and marathon with our great partners GE is just growing and growing, and it really is about that spring celebration that leads all the way up to this two-minute horse race.
And, you know, through the years, it just seems to get bigger and bigger and more well-attended and more popular and varied events, and there really is something for everybody.
That's one of that's part of our mission, and when I stepped into this role in 2019, we really wanted to do an evaluation of who we are and making sure that we're here and doing what everybody needs and wants us to do for a long time. So we're going through a very large research project, the second since I've been in this role, to make sure that we are holding to that statement that there's something for everyone. So it is outreach, and it's something to have the conversation when somebody's at an event and they have a corn dog and a beer. They're pretty happy. I know I would be. I'm a junkie for concession stand food. But to find out who's not attending and why, what they believe we should have, and the recommendations we'll see from folks, and whatever starts to rise to that, that might be our evolution as we move into the future, because we've got to be here for another 100 years.
Well, there's so many things that aren't cost driven by
That's
this.
Exactly
there's
right.
a lot of, you know, this pin that we're wearing,
yes.
you know, that is an admission to so many of these
it
things.
Is.
And it's $10.
It is. And you can't do that to go to a movie. They don't like that if you buy one ticket and go to movie after movie. You know, who would do that?
They frown on that
they
a
do,
little bit.
They do
yeah.
frown on that. But this is a your ticket to get into so many of our events, and so much of it is free to the public. And we are a not-for-profit who every dollar that we raise, we spend, and 94% of that stays in the state of Kentucky.
Well, that's staggering.
It is. Yeah. And a lot of organizations can't say that. And we continue to try to be more and more impactful. And it's a $126 million economic generator for the state as a whole. That's why the governor is such a great partner to us. All of the state legislators and representatives are big supporters. You saw the mayor's discussion yesterday during his luncheon. We can't do it without those partnerships.
We appreciate you taking the time to come and see us. We love the Derby Festival. We love all you folks, and we're so glad that you let us be a part of this every year.
We love having you all.
It's kind of a cool thing to say we're part of the Kentucky
you
Derby
really are.
Festival. I mean, we really are.
Well, you heard me say it yesterday during the luncheon. When the pandemic hit in 2019, you guys were the horsepower right away, because that was the first time that we talked was through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it allowed us to get messaging out there and start to, you know, share a little hope and a little sunshine during what was hard times. And you all were so easy to transition because you all never stopped. Not yeah. one day did you all stop. No. You may have changed where you went to work every day,
yeah.
but you all never stopped. And you all are fantastic partners.
Thank you so much. Matt Gibson, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.